Blog Talk Radio.
Because God tried to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was gonna shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I gotta get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'ma do it. I'ma do it this week. Come on. I'ma do it this week. I know that God can. When he gonna do it? Y'all still not talking. That's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're gonna have to wait another week. But I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do. It's gonna happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's gonna do it.
God's gonna do it. Tell me what he said.
Come on. Hebrews. So rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Ah, Lord. Woo-hoo. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Yeah. some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? To me, more than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. said to me, more than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. He'll ever stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord. Thank you.
glory because of who you are. I give you praise because of who you are. I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because
Gospel Connection. I bless you for who you are. I love you for who you are. Thank you, Father, for who you are in our life and in our world and in our everything. God, we want to just say thank you because we cannot do anything without you. We're blessed that you're a part of our life, God. We thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Pastor Apostle Donnell Douglas. We are to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, we are excited. We have our brother, our friend, none other than Apostle Brandon Womack will be with us on this morning. Listen, guys, if you guys have not had the opportunity to hear this great man of God speak, I'm telling you now, you might want to buckle up. You might want to buckle up. You might want to get your pen, your paper, and get buckled down because this man of God has a fantastic, a powerful word to share with us on this morning. You guys know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we get started, before we go further, let's go ahead and go into effectual fervent prayer, and then we're going to go ahead on and go into our acknowledgement of it all those great countries that are listening in with us on this morning. Listen, Father God, we thank you right now for you just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, you have been such an instrument to us on today. You have instructed us, God. God, you have been our battle axe in our battles, God. You have been our wisdom, God, in the time when we needed wisdom. God, you have been our strength, God, in our time of weakness. God, you have been our joy, God, unspeakable joy. God, and we want to say thank you just for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we woke up this morning, God. God, with you on our minds, God. God, we know that there's going to be situations and circumstances that go on throughout the day. But, Lord, we want to make sure that we acknowledge you for who you are in our life. And you are our God, our King, our Judge, our Keeper, our Watchman, our strength, and our empowerment on today, God. So we want to say thank you just for being God and being our Abba, Father, on this morning. Because it is in you we live. It is in you we breathe. It is in you, God, we have our being. We cannot do anything without you. So, God, we want to just say thank you for your unmerited favor and your continued grace, your continued mercy that is with us and follow us throughout this day and throughout the time, God, that we are in your presence on today, God. And we want to say thank you just for being God and being God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. We want to make sure also to share our morning scripture with you on this morning. Our morning scripture will be coming from the book of Psalms, the book of 113 and verse 3, Psalms 113 and verse 3. And it simply says, it's from the rising of the sun, my God, unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. I'm going to say that again because I felt that in the city of my never dying. So from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Father, we thank you for being able to praise your mighty and rich name on this morning. Now, we also want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in on this morning. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for your continued support, your continued connecting with us, your continued prayers that you send our way. We want to say thank you for your continued steadfastness and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. As we bless your life and bless your family lives and continuing to support you in prayer as we do, we want to tell you thank you. And we want you to know that even though some of you all don't have the freedoms that we have, come on, let me help y'all this morning. Some of you all don't have the freedoms to worship in public, to worship in the courtyards, as they say. You don't have that privilege. You don't have that luxury. Some of you all are listening to us underground. You have to go underground. You have to go into other people's houses and catch this broadcast. There are some of you that if they found out you have a Bible, Come on here. Let me help you. If they found out you had a Bible, you had the basic instructions before leaving Earth, you would literally be executed in the streets. There are some that would be turned into prisoners. You'd be turned into prisoners because you have a Bible in your presence, or you confess the name of Jesus. We're praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you because we understand that the taskmaster is over your life right now. They may not understand now, but watch this. God will make a way out of no way. I'm telling you now, God will open up a door like never before for your life. He will keep you in perfect peace. He will turn the heart of the taskmasters that are coming against your life. I want you to know that God will show up and he will show out in your life. He has the power to keep, protect, and watch over you. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. I want you to be encouraged this morning. I want you to be strengthened this morning that we're going to consistently and constantly call on the name of the Lord for you because God is able. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Just trust in him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your head turned toward the heavens, and he will do what he said he'll do. He'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Amen. Amen. I wasn't trying to go there, but I felt that thing pushing on me this morning. So I wanted to share that with you. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We have Ireland. We have India. We have Portugal. And we have the Netherlands. And we want to tell you guys, thank you so much for your continued support. We want to make sure that we let you know that we love you and we appreciate that all that you do, everything that you do for us, every prayer that's prayed, every time you share the broadcast, we want to say thank you. We want you to continue to share the broadcast, continue to let the people in your family know that there is a gospel that's being preached that's uncompromised gospel that's being preached to the masses, to those who need to hear that Jesus is Lord, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Amen. So thank you so much, and we love you so much. Listen, guys, we don't want to hold the man of God anymore than what we have to. We don't want to hold the man of God anymore than what we have to. I believe that he is on. Let me make sure that he is on. So I believe this is him. Let's go ahead on and bring him in. Blessings, Apostle Womack, is this you? Apostle Womack, if you're trying to say something, sir, you may be on mute. Amen. All right. I don't believe this is him. I'm going to put him back in. Put him back in and listen. Let's see here. Let's go here. Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
Apostle Womack, is you? Yes. Okay.
This is me.
Bless God.
This is me.
Bless God. Okay. Amen. 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 Listen. Listen. We're not going to hold the man of God any longer, people of God. We want him to have as much time to share the word of God as possible. So I'm going to relinquish my stand. I present the psalm and introduce to others, none other than our brother, our friend, none other than Apostle Womack. Apostle, man of God, you have the floor. Please share what the Lord has placed on your heart to share with the people.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the opportunity, Apostle Douglas. I'm so glad to be with the Worldwide Gospel Connection this Man Up Monday. Today is a great day because it's the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know about you, but the great expectation is of our Father, he's about to fulfill. So whatever your desire is, I pray that you put it on the front line for him because he's about to bring it to pass. You've been waiting long enough. It's your time. It's your turn to receive from the Father. And we are grateful. I bring you greetings from Church on the Rock, Matthew 16 and 18. what Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are in Houston, Texas at 9041 Cullen, Houston, Texas 77051. Amen. Without further ado, I would like to bring the word that God has given me for this Man Up Monday. We're excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God said that the meditation room is empty. He wants the people of God to come into the secret place. He said, they that abide in the shadow of the Almighty can say unto the Lord that he is our refuge, he's our fortress, in him we trust. We are in trying times, and we need God on every side. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said that the meditation room is for transformation. Thank you, Lord. So many people are still walking in the old and looking for the new. God said, if you want something new, you got to do something new. You got to do something different to bring manifestation. Glory to God. And it's all noted in the Word of God. Our scripture is coming from Matthew 6. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 6 and 6, it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and the Father, and thy Father, which seeth thee in secret, shall reward you openly. No matter what your circumstances is, you got to get to the meditation room. Because God, hallelujah, has your victory on the other side of your fear. Whatever's stopping us from fulfilling the mandate that God has sent us into this earth realm for, he said, hallelujah, meditation is going to, hallelujah, get you to the realm that you get beyond the points of fear. Because every time you exercise faith, hallelujah, fear shows up. Fear shows up to try to stop the vision of God. Glory to God. Meditation is where you release the clutter in your mind. We as the people of God, we have so many things that are coming at us. Our warfare is on different levels and spectrums, but we know that it's only one enemy, and that enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So Jesus taught the disciples, he said, don't pray traditionally. Get into a place and a space that you can empty out you so I can pour into your cup and allow it to overflow. I believe somebody received that this morning. It's your moment for overflow. Glory to God. And meditation is the secret to the keys functioning in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. And when God reveals a thing to us, glory to God, it's for us to actually work it. He says, a man don't work, don't eat. So I don't know about you, but the kingdom table is prepared for the kingdom kids. I should have got an amen right there. Glory to God. So what God wants us to do is meet him in the meditation room. He says, what we pray in secret, he will reward us openly. His desire is to fulfill the desires of our heart. In Psalms chapter 1, thank you, Lord, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doeth he meditate day and night. Glory to God. God expects us in a place with him that we can hear him, glory to God, but most of all, we can be refilled by him. Because so many times we empty out, but we never get poured back in. But come before him with the heart of expectation, with the heart of receiving that which we need the most. He said, if you have a need, I will supply that need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God wants to meet you at the point of your need. There is no reason for us to have lack because the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. The thing that we desire, God has placed that desire to fulfill it so that men will know that he is still on the throne, but yet he looks low. He wants to answer your prayer. He says, call on me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. And the great thing about it, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall pray and humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, we would hear from heaven, glory to God, and he will heal our land. So God, the meditation room is a place of healing, is a place of strength, is a place of meeting God on levels, glory to God, on levels that we can move in the spirit realm. Moving in the spirit realm, you're going to encounter some things that may discourage you. And then, hallelujah, your expectation may seem like it's on delay. But the word of the Lord says, hallelujah, we are in the time that there are no more delays for the people of God. Amen. Glory to God. When you pray, only believe. When you pray, expect the word to come to pass. When you hear God speak, expect him to speak his word only. Why? Because he don't want to deviate from his word. He says, I place my word higher than my name. So his word, praise God, when we meditate on it, glory to God, or in it, praise God, hallelujah, he causes us as a people, praise God, to be empowered within. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We need power from it within so that we can demonstrate it as we speak it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, he that dwells, and I know I spoke this earlier, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then the Father gives us a word to speak from the meditation room. He says, and I will say with confidence, he is my fortress. Hallelujah. He is my God, and him I will trust. God needs us to trust him, praise God. He wants us, praise God, to trust him because he is the source. He's not the resource. Glory to God. The resource has already been been used over and over. But God, hallelujah, has a new thing for each and every one of us every day that we wake up. And that's what I'm excited about. Through your meditation room, he gives you a word. Thank you, Lord. So many doesn't follow the steps of Jesus from 13 to 30, but Jesus was refreshing the downloads and the things that he saw the Father do and what he heard the Father teach him, praise God. Hallelujah. So when he came among, praise God, people, he had something out of his deposit that he can give, hallelujah, to the people of the withdrawal from the kingdom of heaven. We as a people of God, hallelujah, our assignment is to release the word of God accurately. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So that we can see the results of that which we expect. He says, I promise you I would give you your expected end. Glory to God. Our expectation has to be of good and not evil. So what happens in the meditation room, hallelujah, you're able to be washed. You're able to be cleansed. You're able to let go of things that had you bound. But praise God, hallelujah, not only that, but you come out with the feeling that you'll, in a refreshing, that you'll know about your day. You'll know about, hallelujah, your expectation. You'll know what God is about to do. You won't have to guess if it's the Lord's will, because you will be standing on the promise, and the promises are yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe God is about to bring something to pass that none of your family members have ever experienced, because you decided to go into the secret place of the Most High. You decided to go into the prayer room, glory to God, into the meditation room, glory to God, because we all need help. And God said, I will be your very present help. But we have to remember, just because we're in a crowd, it does not mean, hallelujah, that we don't feel alone. So if you could ever get along with God, thank you, Lord. If you can ever take your time, praise God, hallelujah, and give God that time so that he can give you the time that he has for you, glory to God, with long life and show you his salvation. Thank you, Lord. I believe, hallelujah, when you're traveling in the spirit, praise God, you're going through a second realm of the heaven realm, which is the warfare realm. So you got to get equipped. You cannot go into the meditation room, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, in the warfare room undressed. So you have to have the helmet of salvation. You have to have the belt of truth on. You have to take time to dress, amen, the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thank you, Lord. And having the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So you take the word of God and what you're believing of God, hallelujah, glory to God, into the meditation room. And as you meditate on it, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, that you Sila means, hallelujah, to ponder, to think, hallelujah. And when you think on something, hallelujah, long enough, it becomes one with you. It becomes the deposit. Jesus announced to the world, hallelujah, to all the religious leaders and all the people, hallelujah, all the universe. He said, hallelujah, I and my Father are one. Hallelujah. It's about being one with God, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You got, hallelujah, a duty, hallelujah, to go before God. Thank you, Jesus. You have, hallelujah, the keys to go before God, hallelujah. And once you go before him and get in his presence, praise God, hallelujah, he wants to refill you. If you did not know, God can have a conversation with you and not use the same word. But if you can hear hallelujah, what the word of the Lord is, and you begin to echo that word, speak that word, hallelujah, you will see the power, because the power of God, hallelujah, glory to God, are words. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, in the tongue, hallelujah, is life and death. You can create something, hallelujah, glory to God, because you spoke it into existence. Glory to God, because we are the sons of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Our meditation, when you step into the meditation, you bring something that you want to meditate with, hallelujah, to sustain you in that place. Glory to God, because in his presence is fullness of joy. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have to, as a people, hallelujah, when we go into the meditation room and carry a word, if you want to be healed, you carry, hallelujah, glory to God, you was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was upon you, and by your stripes, God, I am healed. Glory to God. And you realize, hallelujah, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So as you meditate, glory to God, it's getting rid of the clutter in your mind and those freeways in your mind so that you can think and meditate, glory to God, on just that thing that God is able to do. He said, I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. What is the power that worketh in you? It is the dunamis power. It is the word of God, hallelujah, glory to God, that's working in you. And when you release it, still had an assignment. Glory to God. Meditation sets you for your assignment. I love when God, hallelujah, visited him and spoke with him. He said, hallelujah, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, hallelujah, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. There is a word written over our lives, hallelujah, and we're called to fulfill it. Glory to God. He says, for then thou shalt soul is where you make decisions. Your soul is where you make the choice, praise God. Your soul, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, it meets up with your spirit, and when the two come into agreement and not at odds with each other, when they come together, my God, hallelujah, you are unstoppable to reach that purpose that God has birthed you out for. Glory to God. And in your meditation, it caused you to be strengthened like never before. Yeah, they may know your past, but glory to God, it's time for you. It's time for us, glory to God, to speak our future into existence. Why? Because, hallelujah, God said, my word will not go out and return void, but it shall accomplish that which we sent out to do. That what you get in the prayer room, that what you get in the secret place, that what you get in the meditation room, it is our duty to release it. Why? Because it's making every crooked place straight. It's making every defeat, hallelujah, out of victory. Glory to God. So when you actually, hallelujah, think on the goodness of God, hallelujah, he says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you're victorious, you are victorious. If you think you're powerful, you are powerful. If you think, hallelujah, glory to God, that you are the child of the Most High, praise God, you are definitely the child of the Most High. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, because as a man thinketh, so is he. If you think you're healed, guess what? You are healed. Glory to God. If you think, praise God, hallelujah, that you're so blessed in the city, hallelujah, that you cannot be cursed, hallelujah, glory to God, you are blessed and powerful, hallelujah, God, because blessings, hallelujah, cause you to be in power. The word of the Lord says the blessing of the Lord makes you rich and added no sorrow with it. So when you speak the word of God, guess what, hallelujah, glory to God, you got some joy, you got some peace, hallelujah, and even in the midst of your tears, he said, your weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Glory to God. He says he captures your tears, hallelujah, and he reads them. So when you don't have words to say and you got a tear falling from your eyes, hallelujah, it speaks volumes to God. So therefore, hallelujah, you walk in the volume of the book, hallelujah, and you decree and declare who you are, hallelujah, and started us on our way. My God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. No have Christ in you. You have the keys to the kingdom, hallelujah, to actually ask God anything. Hallelujah. And receive that thing. Why? Because God wants to load you up daily with benefits. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He don't want your blessings to just drip drop. He wants your blessings, hallelujah, to flow. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. He wants them to flow like an avalanche. That means, hallelujah, glory God, the enemy can't stop what God is about to do in your life. And as you, hallelujah, think it, hallelujah, glory God, it's coming to pass. Why? Because your faith says now, hallelujah, my results are. Hallelujah, glory God, when you know, hallelujah, that your faith is working for you, hallelujah, it says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah, everybody don't carry your vision. Everybody don't carry your purpose. But guess what, hallelujah, God knows exactly how to get you to destiny on time. On schedule. That's why you got to take the time to meditate. Why? Because he says when you meditate day and night, you will have good success. I know, hallelujah, when Joshua heard these words, hallelujah, glory God, he found him a place. He found him a space, glory God, to meditate. Saints of God, hallelujah, you got to take it by force because we've been violated long enough. I know we just celebrated, praise God, hallelujah, Emancipation Day, hallelujah, we just celebrated, hallelujah, glory God, Juneteenth, hallelujah, we're no longer slaves to a man. We're no longer slaves to sin. Hallelujah. But we got, hallelujah, set free by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. And then he stated, hallelujah, that I am the true vine. That means there's some false vines out there, but you got to know that you know that you know that you're serving the living God, that it was him that made you and not yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for a good God, for a mighty God. In the prayer room, in the meditation room, hallelujah, there's transformation as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. Why? Hallelujah, because you got something to prove. God's got something to prove, glory God, to you. He says, hallelujah, glory God, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah, the meditation room is waiting for you. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, empty of you so God can feel you in the meditation room. Because what you do in secret, God say he will reward you openly. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the listeners, glory to God. Hallelujah. We honor each and every one of you. And we thank you for this time, praise God, for Man Up Monday. Glory to God. What a great time to start it out in meditation. Glory to God. Because now, hallelujah, it is something that God expects us to meet him in. He wants to meet us in the secret place. He wants to give us the solutions to every problem. If you have a problem, the answer is in the meditation room. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Apostle, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. I am. And I
hallelujah.
Am. Listen. We are just excited. Man, I'm telling you, that right there. On church, we had church. We visited one of our brother churches. We visited Apostle Robinson's church, and you know he's in convocation now. And the man of God, exactly that to me yesterday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yesterday, he said that God wants to speak to me in my secret place. He said, in that secret place, God is supposed to start transforming some things. And what we don't realize, God, man, I'm trying to keep it again. I'm trying to keep from hollering. But I'm telling people, man, this is where we need to be. We need to get into his presence. Everything else will work out when we learn how to get into his presence.
Hallelujah.
If we spend more time with him and less time complaining to him.
Yes.
I felt that one.
Yes.
If we spend more time with him and stop spending so much time complaining to him, God will show you. I preached last Sunday, a priest, God, that the chaos was a part of God's process.
Yes.
If we learn not to lose our cool in the chaos,
yes,
God can work it out for you. What I love so much about it was when Jacob got through in the pit, Jacob went from the pit, people say from the pit to the palace. That ain't how it went. He went from the pit to Potiphar's house the prison, and then to the palace.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of Jacob going from the pit to being in slavery at Potiphar's house to being a prisoner, he had to, watch this here, he still had to be Jacob in those places.
Yeah.
He still had to be Jacob in those places. He still had to be Jacob while he was in prison. The word got out because he was Jacob in the prison. He didn't lose it. Even though he got left behind after all that he'd done, he didn't lose it. And then his name got changed.
Mm-hmm.
That boy name got changed. Let me tell y'all something. It's something when God gives you a name change. Zophaniah is what they gave him, the second to the ruler. He said everything Jacob had in control of. Sometimes, my God, I feel you on this one. Sometimes we got to learn how to let God do what he does best, and that is be God, and the devil be a lie. Everything else he's talking about, we got to learn how to just go ahead on and say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm tired of you talking in my ear. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you putting all of this stuff on my mind. Let me go into my meditation place. Let me go in.
Yeah.
And see, once we think about meditation, we think about the Hindus, and we think about the Indian people, how they go into these tents and they lose themselves. That ain't the meditation he's talking about. When you go into meditation with God, you take your word in there, and you meditate on his word. You take a word in there, and that word that you take in there with you, that's what you meditate on. You meditate on how this word affects us, how this word transitions you. And you pray God's word. Come on here. One of the preachers told me some years ago, he said, you want to get God to move, pray his word.
Amen.
Pray his word. If you pray his word, he got to perform his word over your life. If you learn how to pray his word, he will shift your life. I promise you. Ask me how I know. I'm so glad you asked. I know because done it before. I've done it before.
Amen.
That right there. Man, look, you stirred me up this morning, Doc.
Glory to God.
You charged my battery. I'm telling you, you charged my battery this morning. I know you charged the other folks' batteries as long as listening in this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I would like to say that this power of meditation, Joshua had to see himself on the other side of the wall.
Come on, sir.
Big things that are taking place now that we've already come through some massive things. There are things that are ahead of us that we got to come through, and we got to see ourselves living on the other side of the wall. Meditation is going to get you to that place. God's going to give you the answer in the meditation room, and you may look crazy after he give you the instructions and you carry out the assignment. But he say, those that are willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, saints of God, right now, this is the moment that you cash in on your faith, because faith is the currency to heaven's peace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if they didn't have to fight at all, they just had to follow the instructions.
Jesus.
The fight was getting into the meditation. The fight is within, hallelujah, the mind, because we have so much clutter in the mind. Thank you, Lord. And God needs us to release that clutter, because we know when the change takes place, we don't look at things the same. We don't look at people the same. People that have hurt us, people that have talked about us, people that have lied on us, people that are striving to hold us back. We don't look at them the same. He looked at the wall because God said, after your meditation, you're going to have good success to get over the next thing. Who's prepared for the next? Who's prepared for the next? Because by us being in Christ, old things are passed away. There are some new things that God is getting to our hands. There are some new businesses that are about to be birthed out. There's a new shift. There's a new move and a new place for somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody stepping out of that meditation room, that abuse room, and getting into the privacy of the closet, the prayer closet. Somebody received a bad report, hallelujah, glory to God, about sickness and disease, hallelujah. Your meditation is going to get you beyond that. Your result is in the meditation room. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, you got to move from the crowd, because the crowd has, you know, this is a sign that you're perfecting meditation. Is when you got the noise around you, but you're not giving it the attention. Distractions are to keep you clogged up, crowded up in your mind. But if you can fall into meditation, I said fall in it, because you're falling in love with Jesus every day. He says all things are working together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. You have been called, glory to God, hallelujah, and your assignment is not yesterday. Your assignment is today. And what you're facing in your future, it's only the strength of God that's going to get you through. They used to race chariots on the walls. Some situations are thick and heavy. But your meditation will give you a word. And when you shout for the joy, when you shout for the praise, when you magnify him, when you exalt the Lord, my God, your battle will be over. Because according to Exodus 14:14, it's the Lord that fights your battle.
Come on.
Glory.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
Jesus,
come on.
Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus.
Come on.
God, get into that place. Get into that place that you can silence the noise and hear God. Not just today, but for the rest of your life on this earth.
Yes, Lord.
Not just today.
Yes,
not just today, but this has to become a habit. It has to become an addiction, because we need God. He say, he that thirsts, I'll give him
that.
He that's hungry, I'll give him meat to eat. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just want milk. Hallelujah. We just want milk. Glory to God. But it's time,
Jesus,
hallelujah, for you to start using your teeth. Hallelujah.
Talk, sir.
It's time for you to chew on some meat. Praise God. It's time for us to grow up in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. People are falling and backsliding, praise God, because, hallelujah, the saints won't grow up. Grow up, hallelujah, in the maturity realm and get into the meditation realm. Discipline yourself. We have the anointing of the disciples. We have the anointing to learn. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
God Almighty.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. My God, my God. Can we pray now?
No.
Can we talk
listen,
to the Father now?
Listen.
Hallelujah.
Listen. Look, Doc. Look, I was going to pray for you, but listen, you release. Shabando bo, Rabba Sakai. You. Shedalamandi obo bo bo. Yeah, you release what God has in me, because I feel the shift, Doc. I feel the shift. I want you to release whatever you release in prayer, what God has you release, man, Doc.
Glory to your name. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we come in no other name, hallelujah. We come in the name, hallelujah, that's a strong tower, and when the righteous run into it, we are safe. Thank you, Father. We come, Father, before you, and we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for every nation, every country. We thank you, Father, for every listener, God. We thank you now, Father, because you said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. I thank you now, Father, hallelujah, that your voice is upon many waters, Father. Your word, Father, has went out, Father, hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, hallelujah, that it will not return void to every believer. Hallelujah. I thank you now, Father, hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that the sower has sown the word. So in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we cover that word. We water that seed, Father, and we decree and declare that it's growing, hallelujah, moment by moment, second by second, hallelujah, glory God, minute by minute, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, God. We thank you now, Father, that healing is taking place. Miracles, signs, and wonders are taking place now because, Father, you sent your word to heal them. Hallelujah. Jesus said, hallelujah, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became living flesh, Father. We decree and declare now, Father, that your seed become alive in the realm of the flesh, because you are the God of all flesh. It was you, Father, that had created us, Father. So therefore, Father, we are your highest form of creation in the name of Jesus, Father. So therefore, Father, we receive your Word, Father, to grow. Hallelujah. We're connected to the true vine, and that's you, Father. So therefore, Father, cause us to bring forth much fruit, Father. We know, Father, hallelujah, that the enemy comes, Father, in the battle of the warfare. So therefore, Father, we bind his activity now. Hallelujah. We bind him, Father, and we cast him down. Hallelujah. And we thank you that he's upon our feet. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that is risen shall be silent, because it is our inheritance, Father. And we thank you now, Father, hallelujah. We condemn, Father, hallelujah, and we rebuke, Father, every, Father, generational curse that will try to skip generations, Father. We thank you that we are the generation that seeks you and finds you. Hallelujah. And you shall, Father, give us the blessing, Father, hallelujah, of Jacob, God. Hallelujah. I thank you now, Father, hallelujah, that you had no other blessing, but your blessing, Father, hallelujah, glory to God, came to your sons and your daughters. So therefore, we walk in the blessing. We walk in the power. We walk in the strength. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You said, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because of what you have provided. God, we thank you now, Father, hallelujah, for moving, hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Spirit being stirred in every belly, every gift, Father. Now, Father, I thank you now that the blood of Jesus washes, hallelujah. So therefore, there is no condemnation blocking us to receive. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Manifest, 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 manifest your will. Manifest your miracle. Manifest that which they are believing, God, like never before, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. And we counsel every assignment of the enemy. So therefore, we shall walk in destiny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we give you praise forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I wish I could just get somebody to praise him right there. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope you're praising God right there in your home, because there's a breakthrough for your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm
telling you right now, there's a manifestation. Hallelujah. It's just not a myth. It's a manifestation. Hallelujah. It's a manifestation. Hallelujah. God is about to, hallelujah, do something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he wants you to be able to receive. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're a giver. Hallelujah. And you have already generated, hallelujah, glory to God, the release of God.
Yes,
he wants to manifest it. He want to manifest it. He want to manifest it. He want to manifest your debt cancellation. Hallelujah.
Come on.
He want to manifest it. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He want to manifest it. Glory to God. He don't want us, glory to God, hallelujah. He don't want us, hallelujah, to wonder when he's going to do it. Know that he's done it now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm. God will never tell you to get something that he cannot afford. Hallelujah.
Come on, sir.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. God will never tell you to get something. He'll never put something in your spirit of your expectation, praise God, that he cannot afford.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just have to remind him. He said, come to me and contend with me. Hallelujah. What I've spoken to you, hallelujah, speak it back to me. Hallelujah. Let me know, hallelujah, God, that you're growing in this thing and you can handle, hallelujah, glory God. Hallelujah. You can handle $1 million, hallelujah, and still show up on service and give me a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not be in the mall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At the time of worship, at the time of meditation, hallelujah. Prove to me that you want it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'll bring it to pass, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus, my God,
so,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Jesus.
Pull on it. See, when we take it to Jesus, he tells us in his word, he said that he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Not only does he own the cattle, but he owns the hill. We got to stop worrying about what or how or when or where, because our God never runs out of resources. And this is the thing. He tells us about the financial part, and then he tells us, he says that by his stripes we're healed. So you go, all of that works together. Even your health is going to be okay. We got to learn how to walk fully in the Word and stop worrying, tripping about this world, and start listening to it. Like the man of God says, when you get in his presence, when you get in his presence, you'll learn how to walk after him. them and stop tripping about what you see. The Bible already told you the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. You got to learn how to look at the eternal thing, and that eternal
thing
is God. Stop worrying about how people present stuff to you. You don't know how many times that the doctor has sent back and then told me that I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to do this. I'm walking around healthy right now because of what the doctor said.
Thank you, Lord.
Doctor telling me I need to do this. I'm still here.
Yeah, Lord.
Should have been gone away from a long time ago. But God is here to keep it. Financially, God, man, there are doors that are being opened financially for those that come here. And let me help you. Let me tell you something right now. Let me get this off my chest before I even say this. I am not fair and prophet, but I'm letting the people of God know that's under the sound of my voice. Those of you that are under the sound of my voice, I'm telling you now, I hear the sound of change breaking off of your finances. I hear
In the name of Jesus.
I hear the change breaking off of your finances. I hear the change. I don't know if y'all shouting or screaming or hollering or you hit the floor, but I'm letting you know that I hear I hear the pain falling off of your finances. I hear the pain falling off of your health. Everything that you have been bound by in these last 3 months, God says they have a release that just happened.
Hallelujah.
You are free. God, you are full. I hear you, God. I hear you. You
Hallelujah.
Are free, my friend. You are free. It ain't no happy check that we in Juneteenth. Which is June 19th. It's coincidence that you all here on freedom on Juneteenth where the slaves got free. This ain't no coincidence. God said to let you know, he said, I wanted to give you your freedom on the day that the slaves got free because you've been a slave to this thing for too long. Come on here, preacher.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That sound
you've been
is sound.
You've been captive by these things for too long.
Yeah.
God says walk in your freedom.
Yeah.
Walk in your liberty. Who the Son has said? Yes. It's free indeed. You. Okay, God. He said, he's over to tell y'all. He said, stop acting like a slave and act like a free person.
Yeah.
You've had a slave mentality for so long. You hear the word freedom, but you still act like a slave. You want to walk with it, but you still act like a slave. God said, stop acting like a slave. Okay, God. He said not just to people. He said to your situation.
Yeah.
God, he said, I want to free you from some stuff.
Yeah.
I want to free you from some situations. I want to give you liberty in some situations because you've been battling with it for too long.
Hallelujah.
Well, man, you know what? You came in here and making me act all unseen. I wasn't even supposed to be doing all this morning.
Yes, you were.
God, man, look, we got hands all up on this board. We got hands all up on this board. Man, I'm kind of afraid to let these folks in because I don't know what's going to happen. But listen, we're going to let them in.
But this is the point of the matter because you just said
God bless
you
all worldwide. Come on in. Hello?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'm here.
Caller, you on? You want to speak? Amen. We'll go get on and put you back in and let you finish listening. All right. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Good morning. You on air? Did you want to speak? Hello? Amen. Okay. All right. We'll put you back on. Back in and let you listen. We got hands all over the place. We're just trying to make sure we give everybody that opportunity to speak.
Amen.
Good morning. Hello. You want to speak?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can.
Yes, I can hear you.
What's going on?
God bless you. Good morning.
What's going on, cousin? This Quentin on his
name. Yes, I know the voice.
Huh?
I said, I know the voice, Doc. Go ahead.
I just want to say, man, you guys are blessing me this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I appreciate everything that's being said right now, and God is really speaking to me.
Amen. This is my cousin, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Not to get too emotional with it, but this brother here, man, he's really a part of my heart. I love him so much because this young man has come a long way. And I thank God for him because he continues to keep on fighting.
Thank you, Lord.
Every shape, form, and fashion, he kept fighting. And I wanted to tell you, man, I am proud of the man that God has transformed you into. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you because I know your battle. It's different when you know somebody's battle. It's different when you know somebody's battle. It's different when you know somebody's back. Know of them and know they have a testimony, but it's different when you know them and you know their back. And I know this young man's back. I know this young man's back. He continues to fight, Doc. He continues to fight. I hear you. I hear you in the spirit, Doc. Go ahead and release what you got for him, man.
Hallelujah. Man of God, that's why today's word is the meditation room of transformation. There are some things that you honestly have to change about your thought process because as a man thinking, you're no longer a victim. You've been released from all the trauma from your past. Now you have to take the mantle of a new view. You have to take the mantle of a new view. See where you're supposed to be. See where you want to go. Meditate. Get into the place and think and ponder until you find yourself hearing nothing but the voice of God. And sometimes he speak a word so quick, he'll repeat the same word so that you can get it. Once you get it, you start saying it out loud because your faith comes by hearing. And if you have to hear your own voice saying the word of God, it shall come to pass. It's all over the Bible. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. What you're believing God for, it shall come to pass. Get the word on it. Get it in the meditation room. Because God, what you say, what you pray in secret, he's going to reward you openly. Don't be quick to get up from your prayer life. Don't be quick to get up from your prayer life. When you pray and lay your stuff on the altar, don't be quick to get up because God will have a response for you. He has a word for you, and he want to give it to you. Because this is the tough thing about this life. It's hard to give a vision to someone that God didn't give it to them, but he gave it to you. You cannot put a gallon-sized dream into a pint-sized bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on that.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. If all things are possible, all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I would have wrote that word down. That right there.
Because
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. When you working in Christ, he says, come unto me all that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In that resting moment is the meditation time. That resting moment is what Jesus calls you to see. He said, I only do what I saw my Father do.
Yeah.
If you get it in the meditation room, and you will, your life will never be the same. The people around you, they'll try to bring up your past testimony, but you got a new testimony. Because you done passed the test. You done passed the test. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You done passed the test. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. And I've told you this before, but Lord want me to reiterate this to you. The mantle of your grandmother.
Right.
Carry on the legacy for your grandmother. The legacy that's the legacy that was in Evangelist Shirley Brown.
Yeah.
Quentin, you have to continue in her footsteps. You are the one who have to keep the vision alive. She wanted to perform. She wanted to complete the vision, but because the Lord took her home, not because she was tired, but because she was ready.
Amen.
God had to bring her home, but watch this here. You have to finish where she left off at. It's not that she didn't complete the assignment. She did it up to the point to where she could do it. And now it's time for you to pick up where she left off at.
My God.
She did everything that she could do in the power that she had. But there is an anointing that's on your life that, yes, sir, that's similar but not the same. It's similar, man, but it's not the same.
Thank you, Lord.
And in that meditation room, he's going to start to pour into you what you need.
Yeah.
The instructions, like the man of God said, you cannot pour a gallon dream into a pint-sized pool.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna take that, and I'm telling you now, I'm preaching that. You can't take a giant-sized dream and put it into a pint-sized vision. It's impossible. Take the limits off him. What you think about life is not big enough for the dream of what God has for you. The dream that you have, the vision, you need to make that vision fit the dream that God's giving you.
Yeah. And you really want to encourage him to read that Joshua chapter 1, that book of Joshua. I really, because his situation sounds like the same as Joshua. Moses had passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time for him to take the mantle and move forward.
Joshua.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Joshua.
So I encourage you to read that Joshua chapter 1 as well as, you know, the entire book. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have a mantle on your life. Yeah. Now, I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
And that release. Walk in that release. Walk in that release.
Yeah.
Walk in that release. Listen. Whew. Lord, listen. Do you know how you get to a Lord, where we go from here?
Yeah. Somebody else received. Thousands have received this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lord, where we go from here? Yeah. So.
That call was important, and it represented thousands.
Yes, sir.
So many people are stuck and don't really know where to go, and they're continuing to keep the mask on their face, the mask over their lives, because they don't have the confidence of the Word of God, with the Word of God, because it's not sure to them. But it's a sure word, and meditation will give them strength to take the mask off. Take the mask of fear off. Now, this is what I know for sure. You cannot worry and worship at the same time. And you cannot panic and pray at the same time. You got to choose one of the two. Glory to God. Choose one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And you know, and I tell people all the time, I said the pandemic gave people a reason to put their physical mask on to cover up their spiritual mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you notice, notice this about the mask. Notice about the mask. If you notice the mask that they wear, even now, they got some of them, they're wearing the mask. They didn't got so to the point to where they didn't decorate their mask.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't bling them out. They got Nike masks. They got Jordan masks. They got I Can't Breathe masks. They got all kinds of. They got the ones with the little breathable things on the side, the air breathable things on the side. They got all. They got Louis Vuitton on them. They got Gucci. They didn't just bling them out.
Yeah.
Can I help you real quick? Let me bless you till you bless me. Push you till you drive you to your destiny real quick. Y'all that's listening.
Yeah.
That's what you've been doing all this time. You've been dressing up this mask and stepping out in public and thinking that people don't know that up under that mask is a hurt person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been living with the mask for years. The pandemic just gave you a reason to put one on physically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even some of them, you don't went from putting, you don't even put on a whole lot of, or put on the makeup. Only thing you do is not do your eyes.
Yeah.
Because that's all they can see.
Yeah.
But you know, the world says it like this. It says the eyes is the window to the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The world says that. The Bible don't say it. The world says the eyes is a window to the soul. But can I tell you something? There are some of us that are in the spirit realm. We can look into your eyes and tell that you are in pain.
Yeah. Thank
you, feel you, Holy Spirit. I feel you.
Hallelujah.
Let me release you. Let me free you. Let me free you, woman of God. Let me free you, man of God. Let me free you. In the prophetic, let me free you. It is time for you to release your mask.
Hallelujah.
Get into your meditation room and let God work on your heart. Man, I'm telling you, that right now, y'all don't realize it, but this is the word for the rest of the year.
Yes, Lord.
Word for the rest of the year. This is the word for the rest of the year. Get in your meditation room. It's time you, because that we keep hearing this, but nobody's giving us the instruction. We've been hearing that something that's wrong. Something's gonna get, we've been hearing that something's gonna get the same, but nobody gave us the answer to what we need to do. Let me tell you, this man of God has been giving you the answer to something's gonna hit this land, and we need to do something. This is your something. Get into your place of meditation so you will know what to do.
Yeah.
Because the enemy, y'all don't believe me. Listen, if you don't hear me now, you'll understand me later. If you don't get in the position, if you don't get in the place right now, I'm telling you now, the enemy is going to eat you alive. We already know that we're going to be sifted. We already know God's going to pray for us. But if we're not careful, we're going to die in the sifting before we even hear God's prayer.
Yeah.
He said, the devil desires to sift you like wheat. He said, but I pray for that
thank
your
you
faith
Lord.
Will be not.
Yes, sir.
If we're not careful, we'll die in the sifting.
Yeah.
God Almighty, I feel this in my spirit. If we're careful, let's pray for the man of God. Let's pray for the man of God. Let's pray for the man of God. And God, I want you to where they can get in contact with you, your service times, if you have any businesses, if you have any books, if you have anything, we're real big on support. Whatever it is that you have that you want to share after the prayer, we pray for you. Please go get and release that so the people of God can get in contact with you and connect with you. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the warfare that you have set among us today. Father, we bless and magnify and glorify your mighty name for allowing this great God to sit among us. Father, we pray that he, Father, to return to him, God, a thousandfold, God, that he may be able to go, Father God, into highways and hedges and compel men to come and be strengthened, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The worm, the pummel worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. God, we thank you for all things being made well with him and his family. God, we speak against every backlash, demon, every spirit of condemnation, every spirit that the enemy has tried to set and send toward his way, every witchcraft prayer that's been put against the man of God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. God, we couldn't. In the high places, Lord God, God, that the enemy has come, God, and tried to sit every wicked place, God, that they have sit in his name. That came across every cauldron that's been every cauldron, Lord God, God, that has had his name thrown into, God, we speak against it right now. We call out the witch and the warlock that said, we come against you now in the mighty name of Jesus. We condemn the words from your mouth and we put a gag on you. As a matter of fact, we speak and call your tongue to wither in your mouth and you not be able to speak another word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to you that you have no power, you have no strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, we condemn your word. We condemn your book of prayer. You crumble in the trash right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no power,
you have no
strength. We thank you right now, Father God, for making it so, and it shall not be otherwise.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We brought you greetings from Church on the Rock, Matthew 16 and 18. Glory to God, where Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It is in Houston, Texas, 9041 Cullen. Thank you, Lord, 77051. Our service times are Sunday only. We have not started back our Bible studies, but we have service from 10 to 12, and all are welcome, glory to God. And we promise to get you out by 12, thank you, Lord, and maybe a little bit beforehand. But you will receive an impact word that the power of God will be demonstrated in your life, glory to God. So we welcome you. Our phone number is 832-641-9041. That's Church on the Rock, Matthew 16 and 18, 832-641-9041. 9041. We do have a prayer ministry, praise God, at 3 o'clock on Sundays. I'm not prepared to give you that number. I do apologize, but we will make sure Apostle Douglas have it. So if he have a moment and the Lord bring it to his remembrance, he will give you that prayer line number for Sunday at 3 o'clock. Glory to God, with me and other fellow ministers and pastors. Glory to God. And we reach into the heavens and manifestation is taking place. And good reports are coming forth. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a magnificent day.
Amen. 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 Doc, we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Likewise.
And I'm going to do I'm going to do like we did in the Baptist church. Remember how we do? We all grew up Baptist. I grew up Baptist. Govern yourself accordingly to the announcements. Amen.
So, amen. Amen.
Y'all make sure that y'all connect with the man of God. I tell people all the time, we're pastors of the Our House International. And we understand we can't pastor this whole world. We can't pastor this whole city. That's the reason why it's important. God help me right through here. This is the reason why it's important, people of God, for us to connect with good, solid people of God that have a word in their belly for us.
Amen.
This is the reason why. This is why. Because watch this here. I may not be your fit. Apostle Womack may not be your fit. But guess what? Between us and some other folk that we know might be your fit. I tell people all the time, listen, Mr. Mason, man, and I'm going to make it just as plain. I'm going to play the plain as light bread. Like my grandmother said, I'm going to make it as plain as light bread. White bread, light bread, however you want to call it. Listen, you got to understand that when you go and look for something, if it's not for you, you can eat the meat and spit out the bones.
Amen.
Amen. Easy. Eat the meat, spit out the bones. And God, and let me tell you, God will give you what you need, and you move on. Go to the place where God has instructed you to go. And let me bless you real quick. Do not be one of those that are church hopping because somebody said something to you that hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Because they come. You got a bunch of folks that have started their own ministry and been in ministry for years because somebody said something to them that they didn't like. And they say, I'm just going to start my own church.
Yeah.
That's what that scripture say, that some that were sent and that some that went.
Yeah.
Whether y'all want to acknowledge that scripture or not, it's being that scripture.
Thank you, Lord.
But that scripture says there are some that were sent. See, God sends you. God sends you. Okay, this is where you need to be established. This is what you need to establish. And then there are those that get hotter than fish grease because the pastor told them that it's not your season. You need to sit down.
Yeah.
Or he used you because you acted out of character.
Yeah.
I lost some folks on that one. I tell people all the time. One of my biggest things that I learned in ministry is this. I have to be okay with being rebuked. I had to learn how to be okay with being even now as the apostle, I have a covering. And if my covering rebukes me, hello, lights and walls.
Amen.
I might be the only ones that I'm preaching to. Me, you, Apostle Womack, they might just be me and you.
I hear you.
We got that will speak to us and tell us what we need to do and what we not need to be doing.
Right.
Simply because of the fact that it's the right thing for us. Every mentor got a mentor.
Yeah.
You need somebody to speak life to you.
Yes,
because if you God help me right through here. Because the Bible calls you a fatherless child. I ain't gonna cuss on the radio. A fatherless child.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're fatherless child, and you're a renegade. And because you're a renegade, I don't even know why I'm in here, but I'm going in on the same shit. You're a renegade, and you're being a renegade. And because you're a renegade, watch this here. You renegade got to get dealt with by God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm done. God bless you. Listen.
And
Apostle,
I know you. Apostle, I got one more. I got an announcement. You announced the Holy Convocation, I'm pretty sure. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And it starts this week. the 23rd, praise God, the 24th, and the 25th. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Yes. We've come together. Our chief apostle, Mark Robinson, is the host, the conductor of this the Holy, the Universal Kingdom Alliance. And this week we're starting the convocation, and everyone is welcome. If you're looking for anything from God, He gonna be there to fulfill it.
Yeah, Lord.
That's all. That's the only way I can put it. That's the only way I can put it. So, and we invite you out. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for receiving this young man, Bernard Womack, apostle. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Listen, we want to let you know you will be back on. We're gonna do a summit. The Lord has been dealing with me to do a summit to bring all these great pastors and apostles that we've had on the broadcast to bring them back. And we're just gonna have a good old fashioned powwow. Apostle Walker, Apostle Devereaux Walker says it like this. He said, a fireside chat. That's what we're going to have us a fireside chat. That's what we're going to have. I might just call it that. I'm going to go ahead on and tell him in advance. I'm going to call Walker and tell him in advance. I said, listen, I'm borrowing your words, and we're going to have it, and I got to have it to come on. And it's going to be called, and we're going to go get on, and we're going to bring these brothers back. Man, we're going to have us a good old time in the Lord. And we're just going to go ahead on and have church on the radio. Amen.
Amen.
But listen, Apostle, I want you to do our call to discipleship. We call it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We call it our Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer. So I want you to give out our Overcomer Scripture, and I want you to do the call to discipleship for us. And our scripture is Romans 10:9, which simply says, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you are now saved. That is our scripture. I want you to do the call to discipleship, if you don't mind, please.
Amen. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, now is the greatest opportunity to make heaven rejoice. Glory to God. I know you've been tested. I know you've been tried, but there is a space in you for God. There is a place in you for God. And if you desire to receive Him as Lord and Savior, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you asking for forgiveness for all my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. I know that you raised Jesus from the dead, and He lives. I ask Him to come into my heart and save me. I shall be saved. Heal me, and I shall be healed. For you are my praise. I accept the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of God. We believe by you confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart, thou art saved. Holy
Amen.
Spirit, do the work.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Welcome
Amen.
To the family. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family of God.
Yeah, welcome to the family of Christ. Now, we have three real good keys we want to get you a really good Bible. I just get you one with the red writing in it. That's where you can distinguish between the man of God talking and the red writers.
Yeah.
Good Bible. So you know who's speaking. Okay. The other thing is get you a good church home. Find your church. Apostle Womack just gave you where he at. Let me give you where we at. We are currently right now, we're at 817 Herkimer. We're there right now. We got some transition things that's going on. So we're gonna put that out there and let y'all know how to get in contact with us at the location that we're going to be going to. But we want you to know that is open for you guys, for you to come and visit us. That's 817 Herkimer Street in Houston, Texas, 77007. That's Hekamoshi. And then we also want you to make sure that when you get to that place, make sure that that woman or that man of God that you are serving under, listen to me well, their heart and that word connects with each other. It got to look the same.
Amen.
And
amen.
Believe me, listen to me real good and close. Get your ears tuned in real good. Watch this here. That man or woman of God, you'll know the difference if they live in the life and they live in the lie. That's all. I'm just putting that out there. You could tell
Amen.
The difference. You could tell the difference. You'll be able to tell the difference that they life on the outside of the pool.
Yeah.
And they life on the inside of the pulpit look the same.
Yeah.
There you go. That's your revelation. That's your power for
Thank
today.
You
so God bless you guys so very much for listening and partying up. Now, those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry, into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we have three good ways that you can do it. You have our Zelle, which is Kishima, that's KISSHIMA, the number 4, at gmail.com. You can go there, or you can go to PayPal. Those of you who already have PayPal, you can go to your PayPal. It's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And then you also have our Cash App. Our Cash App is $WGC2020. We ask that you would sow a seed. Whatever seed you sow, we will be thoroughly blessed. Because watch this here. That you sow into another man's field, watch what happens. This is how your seed time and your harvest come together, because when you sow into that man's field, that man takes that seed and sow that seed into another man's field, and that seed that Amen. That man sows into another man's field, and that seed that he sows into another man's field. Now, when the harvest comes up, your harvest comes up with your seed because your seed was planted in that field. Let me help you. I think what I need to do, I need to just go ahead on and do a class on this sowing the seed thing, because what this,
yeah.
when you sow in the good fertile ground. When you sow in the good fertile ground, you will realize that that seed that you sown is in a good spot, because watch this, things will start happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things will start happening. You'll start, and see, this is what we need to realize. It don't always happen financially. Hello, lights and walls. Can I preach
That's
to you
right.
like I know how? It's not always mm-hmm. financially. There are
Amen.
When we sow that seed can morph. If you sow an apple seed, it's gonna turn into an apple tree. You sow a grape,
That's
you
right.
say a grapefruit seed, you're gonna have a grapefruit tree. You sow an orange tree seed, you're gonna have an orange tree. So it morphs
right.
into whatever you put it, with the demand on the seed to grow into. So if you sow your seed for healing, that seed for healing is gonna come up. I'm helping somebody. I'm
yes,
preaching
sir.
Real good right now. This preaching right here will work anywhere in Texas right now. if we learn how to put a demand on your seed, we're not saying
yeah.
that all the time. It's not all the time that we sit back and we put a seed in the ground, and we just put a seed in the ground just to be putting a seed in the ground. When you put a seed in the ground, you expect to harvest.
Amen.
We have to learn to demand on the seed. Whatever you need, you put that seed in the ground and it will grow. So take out the time. Those of you all that are sowing, I feel you in the spirit. I feel you sowing. Those of you all that sow, listen, put that seed in the ground and put a demand on your seed and tell your seed, come on, bring forth. Come forth. Come forth. Put that seed in the ground and say, come forth. As you sow, you'll watch how God bless what you sow. Watch how God transform that seed that you sow. Again, those ways to give is Cash App, $WGC2020, PayPal.me/worldwidegc, and for Zelle is Kishima, that's KISSHIMA, the number 4, at gmail.com. You can sow into any one of those ways that I guarantee you that you sow into the ground, you will receive the harvest, because you're sowing it. You're sowing it. Listen, let me help you real quick. If you're not giving it with your heart, please don't sow. Please don't sow. Because it's one of the things that you don't want to do is you don't want to sow a seed out of malice. Because you will receive malice when you sow it. It's helping you out. The Lord loves a cheerful giver.
He loves a cheerful giver. That's right.
When you're cheerful, give cheerfully. Give cheerfully. Don't give out of anger. Don't give out of frustration. I'm just going to give it because the pastor asked him. No, don't give it because he asked him. Don't give it because he asked him. Because watch this. You're giving that out of, you're giving that out of a place to where that seed's not going to do you any good. Just helping some. I helped about 1,500 of y'all with that one like that. So God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. Apostle Womack, please don't hang up. Please don't hang up. Listen, you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Also, those of you all that are on that have businesses, listen, contact us. Get in contact with us. Please get in contact with us. You can go to to the Worldwide Gospel Connection page and go into the messenger and give us your phone number. Those of y'all who have businesses, we are going to have slots opening up for you to promote your business. We want to help you get your business going. We are kingdom builders. We believe in kingdom building. Listen, if you have a business that you want to get off the ground, we will help you by advertising here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are all over the world, as you can tell, because I called out the countries today. We are all over the world. We are kingdom builders. We believe that God will bless you and cause your finances and cause your business to be blessed. And listen, again, get in contact with us. Let us help you get a advertisement plan together, and we can help you get your business off the ground, get your business out there to advertise. Along with what we do on Worldwide Gospel Connection, we will help you. If you need assistance with making your flyers, if you need assistance with putting together a plan to get that together, we are here to help. Again, go to the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page, go to our messenger board, send us a message there, and we will be glad to help you in that way. Amen. We love you. 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 We appreciate you. And we thank you for just being connected with us on today. And we look forward to you guys joining us again on this Worldwide Gospel Connection. Our next broadcast will be our Women's Day Thursday. Pastor Douglas, my lovely wife, Pastor Kashima Douglas, will be on. She will have her guest on. You guys can connect with her. Get on there. All of our ladies, all of our women that are listening, listen, get connected with Pastor Douglas. She has a fantastic women's ministry that is transforming women, that are transforming women. Come and be a part of what the Worldwide Gospel Connection is doing in the women's ministry. Listen, when you get on, I promise you, you'll be blessed by the guests. I promise you'll be blessed by Lady Douglas, Pastor Douglas, as she shares with you guys on that day. So next Thursday, this coming Thursday, make sure that you guys tune into that same bat time, same bat channel, and you guys will be blessed, I promise you. So listen, you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so very much, and we ask you guys continued support and continue to link with us, and we look forward to you guys tuning in and being a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we look forward to you guys tuning in and being a part of what we're doing here. We love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Church.
Say
amen.
Yeah.
to what his plans are,
let us turn
to what his word says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Your body,
amen.
To the raising of the dead,
amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen.
Or how your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, lift your hands.